The transporters say only about 30% of their money has been released. They are expected to be paid about $330,000 for the provision of 40 buses to convey Nigerians trapped in Sudan to Egypt, where they are expected to be airlifted back to their country. The situation has led to a protest by the students being evacuated, calling for the government to intervene. Chairperson of Nigeria's Diaspora Commission, Obike Dabiri Erewa, says relevant government agencies are working towards resolving the problem. Nigeria's Ministry of Foreign Affairs says the nation's air force and other airlines have received clearance to fly to Egypt and will commence the airlifting of Nigerian evacuees from there on Friday. Tessem Akende, Jos.